I'm here with award-winning journalist Judy Muller discussing her new book, Emus Loose in Egnar. What inspired you to write this book and travel around the country and do this research?
What inspired me was utter despair at the pessimism surrounding our business. For the last few years, a lot of dailies, big dailies in the cities have been taking hits. A lot of my friends who worked at those dailies have been fired. And so I wondered how they were doing. So I decided I would take a road trip. And surprise, surprise, they're doing very well. Their stories are just rich with drama and comedy and the whole span. One guy said, I feel like I'm writing the great American novel one week at a time. Because those stories are America. And we forget about all those towns. When I say we, I'm talking about the mainstream media. We don't cover rural America the way we should. And luckily, somebody is, and that's the people who live there.
I have to ask you about the title because it's so interesting and really eye-catching. Could you tell me about that?
Emus Loose in Egnar, and it's a police blotter item. It was something that I pulled out of a police blotter in the Dove Creek Press in Egnar, Colorado. This rancher was raising emus, which are like ostriches, and his neighbors didn't know he was raising emus, and they got loose one night. So you see this creature that looks like a pterodactyl running through your pasture, and you're either going to stop drinking or you're going to call the sheriff. So 3 weeks running, they had these reports of emus loose in town. I think they finally got him with a taser.
We're also here, as Judy mentioned, with Lori Izell Brown. And Lori, you are in the trenches, as you said earlier, doing this small town newspaper. And could you tell me about that? And I know your family's been involved in this also.
Well, we've owned the newspaper in Canadian since, my family has, since about 1948. And we went through a fairly difficult period of time owning the newspaper. My dad, who was the editor then, was very outspoken and very liberal in a very conservative part of the Texas Panhandle. He was fighting those battles, those editorial battles in a small town where you write an editorial and you end up going to the grocery store and running into the people who are really mad at you. And it's a very immediate relationship you have with your readers. You can't escape it.
If you could just give a word of advice or encouragement to all the other very local, rural papers out there in America, what would you say to them?
Oh, don't flinch. Don't dodge the issues. If you care about them, your readers care about them, you shouldn't avoid writing about them because then your readers lose confidence in you. You lose your credibility. And if you don't write about them, you're chicken. And although you will alienate some of your readers and obviously some of your advertisers, you'll gain that essential support that you have to have, which is the reading public, which relies on you to address those issues.
Well, thank you so much, Judy and Lori. I really appreciate you being here. And for everyone out there listening, go out and buy yourself a copy of Emus Loose in Egnar.
Oh, that's a good way to end. Thank you, Tiffany.
You're so welcome.